It's been 3 weeks and you're still not over it. A friend recently let you down in a major way, and try as you might, you just can't move past the frustration that you feel and the fixation that you have on the details of what happened. So what are you supposed to do with these emotions, and how exactly are you supposed to move forward? In today's episode, we're going to walk you through 3 questions you should always ask yourself when you find yourself on the receiving end of a friend's disappointment. So if this is something you're ready to get a little clarity on, then let's jump in. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. Let's just begin here with an obvious but sometimes uncomfortable truth, and that is, in any kind of friendship that we're seeking with longevity, sustenance, depth, meaning, there's inevitably going to be moments of disappointment, meaning somebody lets the other person down, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And that's not just in friendships, right? We've probably experienced this in other arenas, but literally any situation where you bring two human beings together, because we are fallible, we make mistakes, and we let each other down without even meaning to. So if that's the case, we might as well prepare ourselves for when it happens, because it will. And so if recently you found yourself feeling a little let down by a friend, there are 3 questions I want you to ask yourself to gain clarity on what to do, if anything at all, and also to help you kind of have some of those feelings of frustration subside a little bit. Let's alleviate some of that, the pain of that disappointment. That's our goal. So here's the first question I want you to ask yourself regarding a recent situation where a friend disappointed you, and that is, if my friend had access to all of the information, would she have chosen differently? So disappointment is a consequence of unmet expectations. And too often we have these hopes, we have these requirements that we, one, don't share explicitly with our friends, and two, feel like we shouldn't have to share because they're our friends. If you've been listening for a while, you know we often talk about the 3 expectations people have of friendship that sometimes leave them disappointed. And that is one of them, thinking that your closeness is somehow going to transcend a need to communicate. And that's simply not true. I know that kind of kills the vibe and we want to feel like we have like this chemistry in our friendships, but sometimes we have to let the other person know. I can't even tell you how many sessions I've had with women that include the mention of a friend who didn't come through in some kind of way, forgetting her birthday, not attending an event maybe that was really important to her, failing to check on her when she was sick or really needed support, saying something offensive or inappropriate. And let me pause, hear me clearly, your emotions matter. The hurt that you experienced from your friend letting you down, valid, 100%. And I personally, I know what that feels like. What we're trying to do is it's mentally taxing because we're trying to reconcile what she did or what she failed to do with who she is to you. So it's like, wait, she's my friend. She's my girl. So how could she not come through? What does that mean for us? What does that say about a friendship? And as my friend, should I even have to say it? Isn't it obvious? You'd be amazed how, not just in platonic relationships, but romantic relationships, there's tension and conflict because we feel like the thing that we are disappointed in is something that should be so obvious. And we hate the fact that we have to say it, but it's true. So if she had access to the information, would she have chosen differently? What I mean is, did she know it was your birthday? Did she know that even though you host 3 events a month, that this particular event was especially important to you and her presence really mattered? So her opting out at the last minute was hurtful to you. Did she know that her kind of particular joke or remark would make you cringe or feel attacked? Did she know? Did she know that you needed help when you were sick? Or did she assume that because, you know, you had your boo and you have a bunch of other friends that you didn't need her particular help because you were already taken care of? These are the kinds of things we have to consider when we find ourselves, you know, a little upset with our friends. Did she know about the thing that made you upset? And did she know to what extent it would matter to you? And if she did know, do you think your friend would have made different choices? The next question I want you to ask yourself if you recently found yourself disappointed by a friend is this a pattern or an isolated incident? Depending on the severity or the context, it could have even had you looking at her a little differently. You might be in a space where you're kind of even reevaluating like how you see her as a person. But I'm going to ask you to step back and look at things from a more aerial view, if you will. Okay, it's easy to get caught up in the details of the most recent offense or occurrence. And so can we look at this zoomed out for a second? How often does this happen? Not just her generally letting you down. Okay, that's one thing, but her letting you down in this particular area. So for example, let's say if she's always getting you excited about a get together and hanging out and spending time, but then she's backing out before it's time to get together. And it's something she's done a couple times and it keeps letting you down. And if it does, let's go back to question one. Have I given her access to all the information, especially if it's something that's occurring often? Does she even know? So we've talked before about how to have hard conversations. It's one of like the cornerstones here of Friend Forward is how to have difficult talks, because we believe difficult talks and healthy conflict are inevitable. And a lot of times I tell you, if you are going to address something, make sure that you focus on the impact of the behavior instead of the behavior itself. So in that situation, perhaps I'd say, you know, hey, I'm so disappointed. I was really looking forward to seeing you and catching up and hearing about, you know, that thing that happened at your job, but I understand, you know, next time let me know because I was really looking forward to this. Or next time let me know, you know, ahead of time because I kind of shifted things around last minute and I was really looking forward to seeing you. So something that's not too accusatory, but it still lets her know the impact that that choice had on me and it disappointed me, so that she's kind of like, oh gosh, this is a big deal to her. Because for some friends, they cancel on each other all the time and it's not a big deal. Perhaps she believes that you would adopt the same attitude, or that it doesn't affect you as negatively. So once you do let her know, the question becomes, how often is it happening? That's the question we're talking about. If after I've communicated this thing, it's still happening, well, then that's something to consider. To some extent, I'm not saying this applies to you. If it doesn't apply, let it fly, okay? To some extent, I want you to also assess whether or not those standards that you have are reasonable. I might be saying too much here, but just to put things in perspective, over, you know, the past 2 years, I have one-on-one coaching sessions every week. I've talked to tons of women, and it's the best thing. I love my job. I will tell you, in those 2 years, I have only straight up told clients twice that their expectations were completely unreasonable. Normally, I don't take a side. I ask prompting questions and coach you through things. I'm not the judge. I don't get to determine what's too much, what's too little. That's not my place. Okay. However, I've done it twice. One of them was a time when a woman who was beautiful, very smart, very magnetic, she was disappointed because there was a friend who she spoke to on the phone every day. And then this friend decided to start going back to school. And because of that, those daily phone calls decreased and they were a little more, you know, sporadic. And this woman who was bringing me in was frustrated because she felt like it was telling of the friendship itself, that it meant something was wrong, that the friend was not as loyal. And so I questioned her about what other evidence this friend has offered her that she still very much is concerned about her and that she loves her and that she is loyal to her. You know, what other evidence has this friend given you that she supports you? And we kind of unpacked that and we saw that the friend is actually still a good friend, but that those daily phone calls would naturally change because of the friend's new priorities and focus temporarily as she, you know, went after a degree. And so the client still was kind of struggling to understand this because she wanted those daily phone calls. It helped her feel secure. And to her, it was a sign of their closeness. And so eventually I found myself saying, okay, I don't know that it's totally reasonable to expect this person to do that every day to prove her loyalty to you. And I had to kind of say that flat out to help her understand. I think to the average person, this would feel a little unreasonable. And so from this client's perspective, she would say that her friend was disappointing her. You see what I'm saying? So from her perspective, this friend is letting her down by not keeping up their daily phone call ritual. But at some point we have to look at, hold on, if I kind of tried to the best of my ability to look at this objectively, are my expectations reasonable? The third question I want you to ask is, why did you choose this friendship in the first place? Again, if this doesn't really apply to you, that's fine, but I do want to still offer you a carefully crafted checklist that you can kind of go through to assess your situation, to see what your disappointment's all about and how you should handle your feelings, okay? So this is just a little checklist. Do you just want an activity buddy, somebody to do things with? For some of us, was this connection a matter of a social mobility opportunity? That meeting this woman kind of provided a status thing for you, that it felt good to belong to a new group, that gave you access to different resources. I mean, what is your friendship truly rooted in? The woman herself and the value she offers your life, or some other kind of thing? I ask you that because some of us from the beginning have set ourselves up for inevitable disappointment just by the very nature of the friendship itself. I also want you to think about, were there things that you saw in the beginning that showed you that you certain needs that you have, you would have to waive or kind of minimize or dismiss for the sake of companionship? And now that y'all are in it a little bit, you are consistently having those needs go unmet and you're disappointed, but you kind of overlooked those needs from the beginning? Because if so, when do you expect that change to magically happen? It's just something to think about. What is the nature or purpose or root of your attraction to this person in the first place? And does that reason supply a little understanding about why you feel constantly disappointed in the relationship itself? So as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to think about a friend who recently let you down. And I want you to consider these three questions that we've outlined and which might most apply. Then I want you to identify just one little baby step you can take toward addressing things. Now, addressing something doesn't necessarily have to be external, like with her. It could be an action step that you take internally, like you address it internally. Oh, what standards did I set? Are those standards reasonable? And if they're not, okay, how can I start to work to slowly let go and to release this person from the obligation of meeting that expectation so I'm not continually disappointed? Or how can I adapt that standard a little bit? I guess it wasn't fair to hold her to that. And that has nothing to do with externally addressing things. That's something you do within yourself. Just something to consider. So I want you to take all this in consideration. Remember, being disappointed by another person is inevitable, but it's what happens next. It's all the context and the stuff around it, because at the end of the day, we want you to have fruitful relationships. So it's worth spending some time figuring out, how do we handle this bump whenever it comes up? Because it will. And so if this is something that's really speaking to you right now, you're like, oh my gosh, this episode just scratched the surface for me, but I have some other questions. I want to process this with someone. Then you have a couple options. One, I'd love to have a one-on-one session with you, especially my last few weeks before I go on maternity leave for a little bit to have baby number two. So I'd love to get you in there. You can take a look at our schedule over at betterfemalefriendships.com to see about availability. Let's say there's a friend who has disappointed you one too many times and you're over it. I understand. So if you're in a season where you're like, I think I need to invite new connections into my life, you can sign up for our How to Make Friends as an Adult course, which just launched last week. And then finally, you can join our Friendship Elevated 8-week coaching program, which involves weekly videos to walk you through the 5 phases of adult friendship and includes 4 live sessions with me. And so we'd love to see you over there at the website. And until then, you know that we are rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.